It's time to talk fishing for Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo, Central Victoria's gold.
Yeah, it's a very good morning to Jeff. G'day, Jeff. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Going very well, thank you.
Are you up and about this week?
Yes, yeah. I'm much healthier after recovering from my hernia operation.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I'm looking forward to the Easter break, which is great.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, let's start off with the Ballarat Fly Fishers competition. It was last weekend. How did it finish up?
Yeah, look, really well. They didn't get the numbers that they hoped they'd get with the number of entrants, which were only about 34. But relative to the conditions, the fishing was excellent. They caught 33 trout, with the largest being 53 centimetres, and that was a large brown trout. Magnificent fish up around the 6-pound mark in the old measure. So they're very pleased with the way the lake performed. It's just amazing that Lake Wenderee's been fishing exceptionally well recently.
The Easter holiday's not too far away. Good time to do some preparation now.
Yeah, look, I always say this to people with Easter coming up. You know, you've really got to plan. If you want to be successful with your fishing, you've got to plan what you're going to do and what sort of species of fish you're going to target. And I always say to people to do their research either on the internet or look at the recent magazine, see what they've been catching the fish on in a particular area. Now, the great thing this year is there's no major algal bloom in the Murray River like there was last year. So, you know, I know my family and a lot of others all like to go and camp along the Murray and its tributaries. But if you're going up there, you've also got to remember that you are in New South Wales and a number of the regulations are quite different. So there's only one shrimp net allowed in New South Wales compared to the two in Victoria. And New South Wales' shrimp nets have a 35mm opening, and in Victoria they're a 50mm opening. That's why, say, you don't get non-target species getting into your nets. Same with opera house nets, because there's a lot of yabbies being caught at the moment. You're allowed to use opera house nets in New South Wales, and you're allowed to have five of them with a 90mm opening, but opera house nets are illegal in Victoria because they do capture non-target species like fish, turtles, platypus, etc. And the cod regulations are somewhat different too. New South Wales on the river, you're allowed to keep two. Victoria, only allowed to keep one. So people need to do that research so that they're all prepared when they go. And bait is very important too, because it's sometimes hard to get bait this time of year, particularly worms, and they're one of your best baits. So a little bit of research and you'll have a much better camping and holiday trip.
It's like just about everything, different rules in different states.
Oh, yeah. But we have worked with New South Wales to get some semblance of agreement on a number of regs so that we don't have this problem. Because it is, you don't like to people to unintentionally break the law, and most people don't want to do that because it can be quite embarrassing. So,
yep.
Anyway.
A fishing competition at Beauford.
Yeah, look, the Beauford Angling Club have got a fishing competition at Lake Beauford, which is right in the middle of Beauford at the next to the footy ground there. That's this Sunday between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. They've got face painting, sausage sizzle, etc. Should be a great family day, and it's it is a community fundraising event, so there will be a registration fee, but be good to see people support that.
And where are they biting this weekend, Jeff?
Look, the Murray River and the Kerang Lakes are all still fishing reasonably well for redfin, golden perch and cod on bait and lures. Lake Wenderee, as I mentioned, not only for the trout, but some really good redfin being caught. The larger lakes, Kankaran, Epilock and Lake Parambeet down near Camperdown, still fishing well for redfin. And if you're heading down the coast towards Warrnambool, the brim are going well in the Hopkins River on soft plastic, so some good options there coming up for the holiday break.
That was Jeff talking all things fishing with thanks to Hartley's Hunting and Tackle World Bendigo. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk again soon.
Good on you, Sean. Catch you soon.